episode 586, Pace Yourself.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How is your week going? Can you believe it's already Thursday? Today is your inspiration day. Are you feeling inspired? Are you ready to get moving and grooving in what you were created to do? We're going to chat about that just a bit. But first, I want to just give my prayers and send out to Louisiana, the friends and family out there who are experiencing these devastating floods and also loss of life. If you are listening and you're affected by that, know we are praying for you. We stand together. Sometimes it's hard to do things around the world and we don't know what we can do, but we're better together. It's our fellowship with who? Christ. And so we can pray for one another. When you are in need, sometimes the best thing that you can do is pray for someone else, because there's something about the prayer for someone else and their needs that it comes back to bless you too and helps you cope with where you are. So Louisiana, we are praying for you. For those who are maybe in devastating fires that are happening in California and also some other things around the world, we're praying for you also. And I just wanted to pause for a moment because we do get so busy. And I think we need to remember what's happening in our world on a daily basis. And we need to lift each other up. With that being said, pace yourself. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. The Olympics are happening right now in Rio, and it is awesome to watch the track and field events and how they run and they don't stop and they get faster. I mean, the sprinting events, when you look at the hurdles, it's crazy fast how they go. Yet we try to run our lives that way. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Pace yourself. This means you need to discover the harmony for your lifestyle, balancing your busyness with prioritizing what really matters, relationships. Are you putting your business before your family? Are you putting your business before your marriage? What are you putting first? Or are you even prioritizing? Maybe you're just going through the motions, making it a rush hour every day. Pace yourself. You don't want to be on that rush hour highway where all you're doing is kind of ingesting in all those fumes and all the yuck and the gook. But we do that. We're just going through the motions, making it our rush hour. You matter. When we look at inspiring and motivating ourselves to the next level, how to level up our lives, are you sprinting or are you being present? Do you really know what's happening in the moment? If you were to stop right now, what has happened up to this point in your day? What has been the most pivotal moment in your day as of right this second? Do you even recall it? Do you even remember what you had for breakfast? Did you actually get your children dressed with the right color shoes and socks? Did they match? Are you sprinting or are you being present? It's one thing to be lazy and another thing to pace yourself. I think sometimes we feel like when we're going slow, and we want to slow down, we're being lazy. And so for fear of not being lazy and people saying, oh, you're not moving fast enough. You got to pick up the pace, man. No, pace yourself. Consider pacing as taking one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's what pacing is. It's the next step, that one step that you're doing. It's when you don't take that next step for weeks and weeks, which leads to months and months, and then calculates into what? Years. Okay, maybe then we need to talk about being lazy. But in your season of life right now, pace yourself. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Too often we throw caution to the wind, running full steam ahead with no specific direction and winding up in more frustration, sinking in depression. The superwoman syndrome. Is that you? Are you caught up in the hustle and bustle of the new school year, trying to get everything right, making sure, you know, everything is in order, their names are perfectly placed on every folder? They have absolutely everything on their school supply list. Well, yeah, maybe that is a good thing to have. But do they really need it exactly perfect the way you see it? Slow down. Pace yourself. Enjoy what is before you. Make plans to pursue and accomplish your passion, purpose, and presence. Do it with finesse. Run your own race. This is your life, your marathon. You're not running for the Olympics right now, so it doesn't matter who's running next to you. Put blinders on and don't worry about how fast everyone else is going. It's your race. Pace yourself. What unnecessary stress are you putting on yourself today? The superwoman syndrome? The supermom syndrome? How to get it all right with an exclamation point? Being the one who says she does it all? Answering the how are you with, I'm busy and smiling on the outside, yet cringing on the inside? Pace yourself. You will get it all done, just maybe not all at the same time. Let me ask you this question. Do you want to live and die on the same day? Most of us would answer no. When you're trying to sprint and you're running in rush hour every single day, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to live and die on the same day. That may sound extreme, but you're putting yourself through that stress. You're trying to control. You're trying to be perfect. That's only leading up to you sinking further in depression, frustration, bitterness. You feel lost. You don't know who you are. You're floundering. Don't be a fish out of water. Pace yourself. You are too precious. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You have a passion. Those seeds that were planted deep within you. And God said, you will do this. But he didn't say you're going to do it all in one day. He didn't even create the world all in one day. Pace yourself. Be who you were created to be. You will get it all done. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.